Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
37? My partner has casted 37 pods.
In a row.
Welcome to our interstitial, teeny tiny, itty bitty mini cast.
Yes, our makeup cast for me being sick cast.
And you do still sound a little under the weather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could call it a puke cast, but we're past that point.
Let's not do that.
That would have been Sunday.
That would have been gross.
Yeah, it would have been really gross.
It wasn't like a both ends thing, was it? Those are the worst.
Not on the same day.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
So, they speaking waited. Of Guinness stew.
Mm-hmm.
No, let's not speak of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna
Although I did make another good soup.
Oh. You did? Chicken.
Yeah, chicken.
Chicken noodle?
Chicken strudel. Chicken potato with fennel and onion and all sorts of goodness.
Aaron and I went to AFK tonight. There was a little get-together for some people who had come into town for the DG Reunicon.
Oh.
So we went to AFK, and our waitress was a botanist.
I said that was Reunicorn.
It is. Well, it should be.
Yeah.
It's mythical.
And it is.
Drinking its blood makes you...
sparkle?
Sure, why not?
Sure.
Let's go with that. Our server was a botanist. Schooled us on fennel and caraway, coming from a similar plant family. So they're monocots. Interesting stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it was crazy. So speaking of fennel.
It was
it's fennel weather.
It was weird to cut open. It was like an onion, but like celery.
Like an fennel?
Yeah. Fennel's a big bulb. Normally you put fennel seeds in things,
but fennel itself is a big
bulb, like a big green onion, but it's
gross.
Like celery green onion, so it's really weird. Didn't cut the way I thought it would.
Mm.
So I diced it really fine.
Nice. Did it make you cry?
No, the onion did.
The onion did?
Yeah. Then slicing my finger open made me cry too.
Special soup.
Special soup.
Little, hemoglobin noodle. Delicious.
Why does it taste like iron? I don't know.
Really? You, I'd figure copper. Fucking Vulcan. You're like an anti-Vulcan, though. You're like Spock's brother. Like, you feel everything. You're like the autistic Vulcan. Like, you have all the feelings. So. Okay, stop. Also a monocot, by the way.
Yep.
So,
Totally.
I want to give a quick shout out to... That was a real cough, though, right?
That was a real cough. Everything else was acting.
I want to give a shout out to Thomas Brophy.
Hey, Tommy B.
Went back to New Jersey for Christmas to spend time with his family.
Yep.
Thought of me.
He did.
Went to Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash in Red Bank and picked me up a staff shirt. My God.
Oh, hold it. We're doing stuff for Mike. I've got a
ice cream bar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Get this baby open right here.
All right, guys, that's enough.
Mike.
Hey.
Oh shit.
Hey, buddy.
I thought we had to say his name 3 times for him to appear.
He's impatient.
Yeah, now I get to eat this
premature
Magnum
expectoration.
Gold bar.
Yeah, eat that gold bar.
Magnum dollar.
Yeah. It's a little small for a Magnum.
I know. I could fit it all in my mouth.
Oh. Probably doesn't taste
good. Thank you, Jessica.
For the
vanilla bean ice cream with sea salt caramel swirl dipped in a golden chocolatey coating.
He always reads labels.
Not golden chocolate. Golden chocolatey coating.
I think we all know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mike is in town for the DG Reunicon. He picked up, or Reunicorn, I guess we're calling it now.
Yes.
Picked up one of the overflow rooms, I guess is what...
Yeah, pretty much. That's what it was.
And you're from the Midwest?
I am.
Where everything horrible comes from in this country?
Correct.
How's the weather here?
We're experiencing a polar vortex, the dew, because it's going on to negative temperatures yet again.
Mm.
Nice. So, Polar Vortex, obviously a new sci-fi series, right?
Apparently, yes.
Cool.
I will not be starring in that, though.
Actually, I think the ratings of the Polar Vortex are better. In general. What are you doing? Oh.
Trying to get Mike to step up to the mic.
Step up to the you.
I'm here.
You ought to step up.
Yeah, I was waiting for that
See, because his name is... It's not, right.
Because his name is our product. Got it.
You almost dropped your chocolatey coating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That Magnum's just gooing all over your face, buddy.
It is.
Just tilt your head back and let it slide in. There you go.
Thanks.
All right. So you...
it's nice talking to a professional.
For those of you who haven't met Mike, you suck. But in general... He's a great friend of the podcast, a great friend of us, a great friend of bears and twinks alike. I don't know if that's true.
More so bears and twinks.
More so bears than twinks. Well, you do. You know a lot of bears.
I do.
You know a lot of guys who look like us.
Yes.
Which is really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Mike also knows people that I knew when I was in high school. He went to college with them. This is completely, like, we didn't know each other somehow. But ran in very similar circles.
Yes.
Very strange. In Spokane, Washington.
Slowly and panting heavily.
Right.
The running in circles, yeah. I mean.
Well, I pant before I run because...
I know what's coming.
No chafing.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, we're talking... Oh, breathing.
Mm-hmm.
I forget to do that usually. It's okay. I've only got about a block in me anyway. So. It's a fast block for a fat man, though. I'll tell you that. Yeah.
It's all about the sprinting.
3-4 minutes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Done. I can almost catch a bus. So, you know a number of people who we did improv with, or who I did improv with Chris Bovey in Spokane. We were a group called the Badger Boys. They were a group called the Freshmakers. And I think we've talked about this actually before on a podcast. Hey!
Mm-hmm.
They were funny, all right? They were funny guys. Rick Steadman, who's currently working out of L.A., getting work.
The Freshmakers had their Mentos. I mean, moments, yeah.
My favorite Rick Steadman bit. He wrote a sketch. It was a judge. He played a court bailiff, and then Jeremy played this judge, and my friend Chris played the defendant, who came on, and it was he's like, and now you know presenting the defendant, mad cow disease. Or no, it was judge, mad cow disease, and he said it's actually mad coup de zas. And then the bailiff was just like, whatever. And then there's this whole thing, and it's funny. It's funny. It's not really that funny. We were 16. Give us a break, Mike Ott.
Okay.
All right, go away.
Bye.
All right. That was Mike Ott, everybody. Crinkle, crinkle. Oh, you got it? His cat's not even in
the
state. Hey,
look, they're actual time cards.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey, and I've got an announcement to make.
Yeah, tell us.
I will be doing a play.
Doing a play. Is that a euphemism?
No. I will actually be on the boards again.
Mm.
At Harlequin.
On the boards doing a play. Sounds like a euphemism.
In place of Christian Doyle. Because he and I always get the same parts.
Wow. Yeah, you guys are just like two peas in a really misshapen pod.
Yep. So I will
be
playing...
Like a Monsanto pod.
Yes. Yes. GMO.
Mm.
God. So what are you going to be... I don't know. I can't. I got nothing. I almost had another one, but that's not going to work either.
Was orgasm in it? Are we back to euphemism?
Ooh, no, but now I could probably finish the first one I had. There we go.
Genitally manipulated, or I don't know. So anyway, the play? What is the part?
The play is Cat on a Hot Tin Roof by Tennessee Williams.
So which part, pray tell, could you both possibly play?
None.
There's a nun in that?
No. Oh. We couldn't both possibly play the same character.
Okay.
But I will be playing the part of Gooper.
Gooper.
Which is the older son.
Oh.
The good son. The son that is not Brick. The son that thankfully doesn't have a whole lot of lines.
Right. Now, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, that's...
That's Big Daddy.
Yeah.
So, Brick, Big Daddy's about to die.
Mm-hmm.
And Big Mama's freaking out. And all the families together because they know that this is going to happen and they want the inheritance because Big Daddy ain't made a will yet. So Gooper, me, with the 5 kids and a 6th on the way, is trying to talk Daddy out of the money and why I should get it, not my alcoholic deadbeat ex-football star brother Brick and his barren wife. Because Brick had the, yeah, it's Tennessee Williams. Mm-hmm, it's fucked up on so many levels. I had forgotten. I had not read it since college, and I haven't gotten through the whole thing yet. I got through Act One, and I went, oh my God, this is a fucked up family, and I've only met two characters. So,
hey man, I saw August Osage County. You...
Osage.
Osage?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm fancy. What am I going to do?
Well, that's like what I tried to pronounce your last name.
Sorry, Osage County? Is that, are we doing...
Dupierelski?
Dupierelski.
Dupierelski.
Yeah, it's...
He said you weren't French, you were Polish. Or something to that effect.
It's Frolish.
Frolish, yes.
It means from the Dupierelski. It's like being called Bob Alaskan. Is really what it is. It's like, hey, I'm from there.
I'm from there, yeah.
Yay, I hail from... I guess it'd be like the name Nederlander, right? Because that means from the Netherlands, so.
Yes. As opposed to Brown. Don't go there.
Ned Nederlander. I used to watch you every day. Then I realized it was Hollywood trickery. Something like that. I don't know. I don't remember the exact lines. Three Amigos, folks. So.
That just sounded like the guy from Reno 911.
Oh, Thomas Lennon playing the...
Yes. I love Thomas Lennon.
So, anything else going on this week? We are going to be doing a slightly early full-size podcast on Saturday.
Yes, at some point on Saturday.
We are not going to the Reunicorn.
Nope.
We've got other plans, unfortunately. So, Saturday, we'll still be posting it Sunday night, because that's just too much of us. It's just too... I can post it. It's all good. I can post it from my place. I just think that's too much. That's too compressed...
Oh, yeah, no. We can't put it down on Saturday.
A lot of rough, scraggly guys. Same, it's too many bears.
Same week? No. Yeah. No. Mm. No, got to at least have 4 days in between.
Yeah. You guys have an auditory refractory period.
But I can get him from Dad's computer, so I can do it.
Yeah. Okay,
that's true. He loves the new computer, by the way.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Frustrated with a few things.
Yeah, if you go back and listen, of course, we made Scott's dad a new computer a year ago. Over
and delivered it to him last month.
But I'm glad to hear it's working.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So there is one thing I would like to address. We had one post, I won't say from who, on our Facebook page concerning Windows Phone, which we are both fans of.
Yes. Owners of.
Proponents owners of. Yeah. Sort of denouncing it for a few things. And I do want to bring up the app story is not what was said. Instagram absolutely exists. Vine exists. Mm-hmm. There are tons and
Pandora, Draw Something, Urban Pandora. Spoon.
Yeah, these apps do exist. If you don't think they do, it's because you didn't search for them.
Yes.
So.
And there are equivalent in others that are just as good. So.
Or better in many cases.
Yeah.
So
if you like the OS, great. And if you don't, we're not going to sit here and break your armor about it.
You buy it or I'm going to come to your house.
Because I do know where you live.
It's okay. They're lovely things. It's a facial.
Mm-hmm.
Body scrub.
And a comb out.
Comb out. Oh, God.
Because you need to do that.
Got to do the comb out. Pumice then, stone. I'm heavy with the pumice stone. I like it. It's
nice on the pads.
Get rid of that gray skin. Oh, so gross when it comes off.
Yeah. It kind of sloughs off sometimes. Yeah.
Oh, that's actually the term, isn't it? Sloughing or sloughing? Shuffling off this mortal coil. I don't know.
Shuffling off to Buffalo, something like that. It's all theatrical.
Buffalo.
Speaking of theatrical. Looking for Richard is on Netflix, by the way.
You're looking at me like about. I should know what that is.
We've talked about that before.
I've ignored most of everything you've
said. Oh, that's true. That's true. There's also Shakespeare Uncovered, which was a PBS series, 6 parts.
Right, not what I expected, unfortunately.
No, but once I got past Ethan Hawke's self-importism, the other ones didn't seem to be too bad.
He is Ethan Hawke.
Well, it's true. He is. I mean. And his idea of acting is not mine. So, that's okay.
Yeah, his idea
We'll
pays.
See who plays Macbeth first. Just saying.
Hasn't he already played Macbeth?
Nope.
Okay.
Hamlet.
Hey, that reminds me. I actually saw a movie recently that you should also go check out on Netflix called Burke and Hare. It is a fictional account of a real world happening. William Burke, was a grave robber who was hung in London. Or no, I'm sorry, in Edinburgh.
Edinburgh, Scotland.
Scotland. For basically killing people, robbing graves, selling bodies, all sorts of macabre stuff.
To the
medical schools. So he would sell bodies to the medical schools and made quite a living off of it. Anyway, this is a mostly fictitious account of that with Simon Pegg and Andy Serkis, not as a CGI character.
Yes, as a real person. Right. And as a second unit director.
Right. He was a second unit director on that, which is awesome.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, and Isla Fisher, who I did not know was of Scottish descent. Two Scottish parents. She was born in Oman, but she has a very great, gruff Scottish accent. It's wonderful. And she puts on an all-female production of Macbeth with her as the king.
Yes.
So, not quite Australian Macbeth, but pretty damn good.
Pretty damn good, yeah.
Well, no, Macbeth is horrible in the movie, intentionally, but the movie is great. Lots of famous people in it. Ray Harryhausen's in it, actually. Brief cameo as one of the doctors. So, Tom Wilkinson. I love Tom Wilkinson. Guy's great. Tim Curry. Curry always spices it up, buddy. Curry's actually a way of seasoning, not necessarily a specific seasoning, by the way. So, there you go. Cardamom. A little bit of...
This is what happens when Andy talks to biologists.
A little bit of turmeric. No, this is culinary,
botanists,
my friend.
Whatever.
No. I was just trying to plant a seed, okay?
Oh, okay.
Womp womp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the subject of legumes came up. It was nuts. Not literally.
That's what I'm here for.
Not literally.
Just setting them up. And.
Yeah. George Washington Carver, save us. He invented peanut butter. Over 100
times. I thought Adams did.
No, Adams invented shitty peanut butter that no kid ever wanted.
Oh,
that was
that's
the worst.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you just make me a rip my bread apart sandwich with a side of dry. That's awesome. Oh, salty and oily too? Thanks. Great. No, we don't need Peter Pan or Skippy. That's just pretentious rich shit right there.
Yeah.
Don't spend the extra 20
GIF?
Cents.
Psh. That's an image.
I pronounce it GIF.
So do I.
I'm sorry. I know the creator calls it GIF, but
he's
an idiot.
He's an idiot.
It is, that would mean it was Giraffics,
yes.
Interchange format. Giraffics? Maybe on Imgur, I guess, because a lot of giraffes there.
True.
So, they're a little animated.
But if you want a GIF, everyone knows GIF is J-I-F.
Yes.
And GIF is G-I-F.
And the best part is, choosy designers don't choose it, because PNG is the only way to get... correct alpha.
So yes,
you're a fucking liar if you use that mnemonic. It's BS. Choosy designers don't choose it. TIFF maybe. You're just nodding. You know what a TIFF is? Come on, you design shit.
Yes, tagged interchange format.
Yeah, and it's
file
it's
format actually. TIFF.
Well, compressed but lossless.
But lossless, yes.
And includes layers now these days.
Really?
Yeah. That's well since like.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because we used to have all sorts of transparency issues.
Right.
With
TIFFs. So TIFF now supports ZIP and GZIP, I think, as compression formats as well as RLE, and it supports layers. So
we have lost almost everyone on this.
The sad
podcast.
Part is, I don't think we have. The sad part is, I think with our audience, I don't think we have.
No, I don't think we have either.
Anyway, so probably wrap it up. Are we already at half an hour?
No, we're not even at 20 minutes yet.
Oh, then let's not wrap.
This is the painstakingly longest podcast we've ever done.
This is going to be by far the shortest, but it's going to feel the longest.
Yes, it is.
Jesus Christ, you sound like you want to ask me for change.
And 4 months of no smoking. So yeah, that's what this sounds like.
Well, if you were smoking, it'd probably be worse. Yeah. So it's good you're staying hydrated on the
air. Yeah. Getting the Powerade.
Yeah.
We did Rude Mechanical last night.
Yeah, I missed it. I was at work.
Yeah. We did just one camera. Worked good.
Yeah, it was my camera.
Mm-hmm.
My Blackmagic. Our camera, I guess, but the Two Bards Blackmagic.
By the way, yeah, still haven't gotten that.
Check. We'll work on it.
Yeah. My agent has already said, you owe me money for the check you got. I'm like, I didn't get a check yet.
Nice.
And you don't get a cut of that part anymore.
I was going to say, yeah, that's production money. That's
but they
not...
put it all in one check.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Dicks.
Yep. Mm. Since we haven't said anything specifically, nobody really knows what we're talking about, but we do.
Yeah, we're owed some money.
Pissed.
We're owed some money that was supposed to be closed out before the year ended.
And Chris Piazza, I'm going to say right now that I probably will not get to the website finished because I have not been out of bed for the past 4 days, and I thought I was going to have it finished this week. So it will probably be hopefully next week when I get back from Salem.
What, your Wi-Fi doesn't reach your bed?
Yes, Wi-Fi reaches to my bed.
I'm just fucking with you, dude.
But my computer does not.
It would have been like some kind of fever dream website. That would have been awesome.
Oh, that would be. Chris, what the fuck did you build me? I don't care. It's awesome. But what the fuck is it?
Yeah, that whole setup sounded like you were about to like threaten Chris Piazza with broken thumbs, by the way.
No.
People owe us money. By the way, Chris Piazza.
Yeah, well, I owe him a website. And so if I'm calling people out, I want to be the first to.
Yeah, why don't you expect two Goombas with a couple of baseball bats.
Lead pipe, you know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Maybe a cricket bat, just to spice things up.
Oh yeah, you get that narrow side and you get the flat side.
Yeah. Pitching wedge.
Different kinds of damage.
You think 9-iron? I say pitching wedge.
Yeah.
Oh.
Much better angle.
Yeah, you'll knock that kneecap right over the top of their head.
Mm.
Open faced. yeah.
That has not helped my stomach at all.
Thinking about a kneecap flying over someone's
head. All I can just think about is a pizza with the.
Oh, gross.
Toppings being ripped up. Yeah, I know. That's
that's patella gross. That didn't work.
No. What else?
There's not much else going on for me. I've just been working like friggin' crazy. Oh, wait. It's a podcast. Fucking crazy. Working really late nights. Trying to get the house in order. Aaron got back from...
Yes.
From Las Vegas. She won a big old bag of nothing. They were each team had 90 seconds to present, which is bullshit. So
wow.
The first 20, all of the winners came out of the first 20, which if you have 106 contestants is mathematically extremely unlikely. It's because after the first 20, nobody was listening to anything.
No.
So The 106 was way too many contestants.
Wow, that
they
yeah.
were like in the 90s, I think, and it was random draw. So they also got 45 seconds taken away, not because of their presentation, but because the equipment failed, the presentation equipment failed. So it was a pretty bullshit trip.
Yeah.
So I won't mention any names, AT&T, but some people just don't put on a very good hackathon.
Yeah, AT&T.
They also don't put on a very good telecom
anything.
Company.
No, not really.
So, oh, hey, net neutrality is dead. They're probably going to throttle this now that we've mentioned bad things about them.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this on a phone, sorry. As the Japanese say, sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Really, really sorry.
Yeah.
We have idiot politicians.
Though. We don't have idiot politicians. They're very smart for themselves.
Yeah.
It's a very lucrative thing to get into politics, which is never the intent. It was never the intent for it to be a job. It was the intent for it to be service. And we made it a job.
And we get serviced, or they get serviced by us.
Well, we get serviced unintentionally.
So. Yes. In a non-pleasant way.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's one of the big ones because... Freedom of speech is up for grabs now, essentially, over the internet, which
yep.
is the only sounding board left because freedom to assemble has already essentially been, completely quashed throughout the country.
Yes, I thought you were going to say quaffed, and I was going to say, no, it's been drank.
Well.
That, too.
Yeah, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
It's been pissed away. How's that?
Sure it
you
has.
You have to drink it first to piss it away, I think.
That's entirely true.
Yeah. Unless it's your own kidney fluid.
Yeah, man, it's free.
Yeah, no, not really.
No.
Not in this. Maybe in
Very
Canada.
Expensive.
Maybe
Very.
In Canada. It's free. Not here.
Yeah.
So.
Which, oh, by the way, my whole fiasco with the new healthcare system.
Uh-huh.
I applied for in 2013, healthcare in 2014. And they said, hey, huzzah, you have it. Your coverage starts February 1st.
Hey, that's not 2014.
That's not 2014.
That's 2014
and you had to opt in. to go back and retroactivate your healthcare, mm-hmm. which I did, which it shows on the website mm-hmm. that it is.
But they haven't said
yet. Yet my insurance says, mm-hmm. oh, no, you're not done till February. So for my $270 for three pieces of medication.
Really?
Yep.
Is it made out of Kobe beef or something?
Nope.
That would have been delicious.
One of them is $15 per pill.
Cobsac. It's the Prozac for people who get happy eating meat. That sounds gross. I'm taking that all back.
Wow, hold it. Just a sec. What was that called?
It's actually Wushu beef, by the way. Kobe. Okay, yeah. Wushu beef is what we eat outside of Japan. Kobe's only allowed to be sold inside Japan. So if you see Kobe, really? It's Kobe style. It's actually just the Wushu longhorn cattle. They don't do the beer massages or anything like that. That's all apocryphal. It's just the type of cow.
I want a beer massage.
Snake River Farms actually breeds Wushu cattle and makes Kobe-style beef. Charges a fairly large amount for it, but they don't have the high standards they do in Japan, so they can still sell substandard beef as Kobe-style. But Kobe itself cannot be used on a menu in the U.S. because it can't legally be imported. And it's a trademark name for beef internationally.
So if we see someone sporting Kobe beef, we could sue them.
Well, generally, there's either an asterisk next to it.
Generally,
or it says style.
But if it doesn't,
well, you can't sue them, but somebody could.
But I could get the free meal. Tell them I'm going to tell somebody on the
not-free-anymore
internets.
I guess. Well, you know. All right. Off to Chandler's tomorrow. See what they got.
Kobe beef. No, you don't.
Womp womp.
Bruce, Chris. Oh, 27 minutes.
That's fine. This is a good length. We can, if a guy says it's a good size, that's a nice way of saying it's small.
It's small. It's very short. That's
fine. This is a little. It is substandard. Ears. It's a little tip of the tongue, delicious, auditory repast.
Oh, so much I want to say.
Refreshing.
No. Mentos, the fresh maker. We have one here.
No, he's not a fresh maker.
Oh.
He just knows the fresh makers.
Oh. Well, that's no fun then.
No.
I was going to put him in a jug of pop and see if he...
What?
I don't know. It's a fever talking. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I was like, you're obviously still sick. So yeah, stay tuned. Come back next Sunday. We will have a full-size, meaty, veiny, throbbing podcast for you to stick right in your ear holes.
Yes, we will.
It'll be satisfying and full. We won't peter out after 25 minutes. Neil deGrasse Tyson, if you're listening, please ignore that last part and come on our podcast. You can get in touch with us at... Is it twobards at twobards.com? Scott's dead.
Oh. After that whole lead through and then come on our podcast, I was spent. I was done.
That happens after you get on the podcast.
You know, I don't really know what our...
Well, I know Andy at twobards.com will get you an email to me.
Yeah, then Scott at
twobards.com will get an email to Scott. And I think it's
thebards@twobards.com
will get an email to both of us.
Yes.
All of which we will ignore because we don't, I don't really, yeah, I mean, I have it up, but there's like 95 emails in it because Twitter goes to it. So I never check it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll I've got a filter for Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah. So if you show up, we'll find it.
Yeah.
No spamming.